We're talking about the Erickson Public Library on the program today. In the studio, we got Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Yeah. And on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk joining us today.
Good morning, Jim.
How's it going?
Good.
Good? You liking the warm weather, are you?
Oh, yeah. People must be out and about because we've been super busy. So we've seen a lot of foot traffic at the library, which is great.
Yeah. Did we see a lot of walkers show up yesterday?
That is a good question. I know Rhonda was there, and it was a perfect day to do that. So
I think there were a few, and I think I heard they walked from Franklin School or to Franklin School.
Whoa, that's a long walk.
That's a walk.
Yeah,
that's a walk.
Well,
that's
yeah.
a hike.
So it is a walking club.
That's right.
Just wanted to let people know yeah. it's a walking club. We don't make people do this.
No.
But, it's all voluntary, and as long as Mother Nature cooperates.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, it was a really busy day yesterday. We have been working for several months to host author Lauren Tarshis, who's a New York Times bestselling author for the I Survive series. And so we finally were able to have her. It was a virtual visit yesterday, and we had over 200 students, both here in the Boone District, both public and parochial participate. So it was an awesome program. We were quite pleased with that. So
still like to get those. And again, one of our pandemic things that we found, we can access a lot of people that are willing to do programs.
Absolutely. You know, it was a virtual program, but the students were so engaged, and she was just a phenomenal speaker and author. So we were happy with that.
All right. Yeah. Well, I know you still have a busy schedule. It's work day.
We do, yeah.
So we'll let Mr. Z get started.
Yeah,
here.
Definitely is a Wednesday, which is always a great day. So story times are still occurring. Our Wednesday story times continue to grow because many of our little ones who are in preschool don't have preschool today. So that's at 10 o'clock today, and we do have a special visitor coming. Kyle from the Conservationist is coming today for that program as well. So, but we will have music and movement on this Friday at 10 o'clock, which is always a fun program. Get to get up and move and dance. Who doesn't like that? Tinker Thursday is, by the way, tomorrow at 4 p.m. We've been doing a lot with robots. They're called Sphero robots, and we've been programming them to tell a story. So pretty cool to do some coding there. Our friends at the Extension Office had their first kids cooking class last month, very popular. There'll be another one next Thursday at 4 p.m., and registration is still open for that. Rhonda and I will be doing a pizza air fryer cooking program Tuesday at 6 p.m. Registration is still open, and the first 18 families will get a free Pete the Cat, Pete's Bacon a Pizza or something.
Bacon.
We'll go with that. But
Pete's going to make it. It's a book.
It's a book, and it's free. So, and I'm going to speak on behalf of Rhonda today. In regards to the teen program, some of the highlights still doing, and this is more is for teens as well as adults, the Mindful Monday, the Four Pillars of Health. It is virtual and in person every Monday at 7 p.m. And as you mentioned, the walking club that occurs the second and fourth Tuesday. So the next one, it will be on the 25th at 9 a.m. Rory Reader's book club. It's a virtual book club, but I've heard many great things about that book club. And that's going to be occurring on the 12th today at 7 p.m. I had to look at my phone. I'm like, it is today.
Yeah, it is.
Board game night for all ages. So Wednesdays we now have been open for some time until 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So board game night for all ages will occur on the 19th, next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then art club is tomorrow for tweens and teens at 3:30. And she continues to offer the Everything Japan program as well as the Early Out Maker program. Really excited because we're having ISU Insect Zoo for the Pokemon and Bugs program. I believe that might be like no longer have registration, but I just wanted to highlight a cool program because she does a Pokemon club at the library as well.
These are the things you have to pay attention to. You could,
yeah.
I mean, because some of these can fill up fast.
Yeah. Most things we don't, like for kids and teens, we don't do registration, but there's just a selection that she has as well. And then Anime Manga Club on Wednesday the 26th, that will be at 3:30 in the afternoon as well. So the final thing I'll say on Monday the 17th is the April Spring Book Box. Pickup for that begins at 9 a.m. and it does require registration for that as well. So
easy way, again, people, for any of your programs that you're doing for in the children's library or when you go out on the road.
Sure.
Things like that. Or even for the tweens and teens, just be aware of what's happening, because you get a ton of, if they sign up for the text messages, they're ahead of the game.
We're very active on our Facebook pages, obviously here on the radio, but yeah, definitely go to our website. We integrated, a brand new system, calendar and registration for that. So registration is available on our website calendar for many of these programs. So a lot of good stuff.
Okay. Candy, you got some things happening too?
Oh, I do. I do want to highlight that we had Books at the Brewery Monday night. Had a great turnout again. We talk about books for maybe half hour, 45 minutes, and then we kind of divest into something else. But that's okay, because then
it's a social gathering, isn't it?
It is a social gathering, and we have all ages of adults. You don't have to be young. We have some oldsters like me, and it's great to hear what everybody's reading and the different genres that maybe you would never think to read, but somebody tells you about it, and they're super excited about it. And I like to read a lot of children's literature, so I told the group about a new book about mystery in Rocky Mountain National Park. It's the first book of 10, and the library is starting to get them. They're down in the children's section, and I was able to connect with the author, and I think like Zach's program yesterday, we'll be having him hopefully in May on Zoom, and be a perfect time to talk about his books, before vacation, and and how they're all based in the national park. So
You're just setting them up for the summer reading program, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Well,
indeed.
Yeah, I mean, that's. But you come across these things, you find these things, and again, if you can tie it into some activity that's going on, why not?
Yeah, I just stumbled across that. So other people now have read the book, and yes, it was children's book, but everybody that's read it so far has enjoyed it. So.
All right.
Also, yesterday we started the houseplant swap again, and it's on the main floor. You can bring in a small plant, or maybe you've got some cuttings or something that you've rooted, and you can bring it, leave it on the table, and you can either help yourself to something else, or you don't have to, or you don't even have to bring a plant. You can literally just walk in the door, look at the table, and pick something up. You don't necessarily have to swap. You don't have to have one for one. And there are some free flower pots there, too, right now. Mm-hmm. So stop in. And all I ask is that you note that you participated with a tally mark on the calendar that's on the table.
Sure. On that, was that one where you just had a couple of people that were inquiring, could we do something like this? Or how did you get the plant swap going?
I brought a lot of spider plants to the library, and they produce a lot of babies, and they hang all over the carpeting, and I don't think the cleaning people appreciate that. So I started to clip them and root them in water, and I had all these jars, and I'm like, I could just start this up. We could just give these away, and that's kind of how it started.
And then all of a sudden, others will come in
to bring
different cuttings, and you can just.
I'm hoping there's a lady from Valley View Farm, and she started tomato plants, and she sounded like if they had extras, they would drop them off at the library. So, it's just word of mouth, and we're happy to offer it during the when it's warm enough. Sure. I don't do it through the winter, but we kicked it off about a month early this year. So, somebody brought some plants in. I'm like, well, no time like the present. So we just started it up.
Just get going with it again. All right, good.
Yeah, so. And then right next to it is the craft swap table, also very popular. I think we had nearly 130 or 140 people that actually participated last month with that. And the second Monday and the fourth Monday of each month, I mm-hmm. take your donations. You can bring it to the main desk. And right now we've just had a lot of people bring yarn and cross-stitch materials. Okay. So right. if that's your thing, stop in and check out the table. And you can flip around the corner. We resurrected the card catalog, and there's seeds in it. So you can help yourself to two packages of seeds.
See, these are some of the things, yeah, people don't realize. I mean, you just, you gave them a space to be able to do yep. a lot of these things. And that's all it needed. And then it's people will all of a sudden find out, oh, I didn't know we were doing this, or you could do this. And
right, right. So we just try to, you know, if people come in and they're at the desk and, oh, by the way, did you know this is available? Oh, okay. And we do take packages of seeds. If you have, you're planting your garden and you have unopened leftovers, just bring them to the main desk and we'll add them to the catalog to sure. replenish it.
Sure. Just let people keep, you know, get them back out in circulation. It's like the books. We're getting
it
all back in circulation.
It is. We're just trying to bring more services to the masses, you know. It's like, it's the public library. You should be able to come in and find all kinds of things.
Sure, sure. Well, as well we know, I mean, besides books and all the magazines and everything, but you got all the videos, and then you got, you got pictures, you got what? Even pots and pans or baking.
We have baking, cake pans.
Yeah, cake pans,
We have like 100 cake pans that you can check out and go home and bake a birthday cake and wash it up, bring it back, and you didn't have to purchase it. So maybe you only wanted to make one Mickey Mouse cake, but we have that pan, and you can stop in and look at those. Those are also on the main floor.
See, got so much there. All right, so let's see. We were talking about, okay, so your craft swap is there. So what else is happening then?
Well, tonight, actually, you still have time. You can go on our website calendar, or you can give me a call at the library. We have quilting for beginners, and Karen Grote is a local Boone quilter, and she'll be at the library tonight from 6 to 8, and we did ask that you register just so we have an idea of, she's going to offer the opportunity for you to design your own quilt square tonight mm-hmm. on graph paper, and we have some prize drawings, so if you can basically sew a straight seam, you can become a quilter, and she's going to tell you how to get started.
I'm guessing there might be some that, you know, maybe they don't even know if they can sew a straight seam, but if they want to find out, this is a place to go and see.
Yeah, she's going to talk about, like, there's so many fabrics. Where do I start? What do I choose? What kind of pattern do I pick? What kind of notions, what kind of sewing materials mm-hmm. do I need? Do I need a seam ripper? Do I need special needles, thread, all kinds of things? It's a whole new world to quilters. But
right.
Just try to introduce that to people. And if you're interested, like I said, it's still time to sign up. It starts tonight at 6.
Thus, quilting for beginners, folks.
Yep. Okay.
What else?
And then Writer's Workshop will be on Saturday. It's the third Saturday of the month at 9:30 upstairs in the second floor meeting room. And we have a small, mighty group of writers that are coming. And you can, I do ask that you register one time just so I can get your name. And then if you also want to email me pages that you've written, I print them off for you. And we distribute them that morning. And people, so it's nice to be able to see the written word as you critique it. We offer that.
Okay. That's that's on Saturday, right?
That's on Saturday.
Okay.
That's 9:30 to 11:30.
Okay.
On Monday the 17th, we'll have a special program called Dracula Slept Here. And a local person, Joseph Eisenberg, is going to present this program. He did a fellowship program in Romania, I believe in like 2000, 2001. And so he'll be talking about Bran Castle. It's supposedly the castle that was depicted in the Dracula stories. Sure. He will dispel that myth, but he said people just flock there because it fits the image in the stories.
Sure.
And so people are like, oh, this is the castle from the book. And it's going to be fascinating. It is. He did want to warn that it's for adults. It's not really suitable for children because there are some sensitive things that he talks about. But just from chatting with him, I'm coming because it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Something to learn. Yeah.
Well, something you wouldn't necessarily think to learn about in Central Iowa.
Okay, so that's going on the 17th, Monday the 17th. Should they sign up for that?
Nope, they can just come. It's upstairs, 6:30. Just walk in.
Okay.
Then the next night we'll have book discussion group, and there are still some books available at the main desk. The book they'll be reviewing is The Personal Librarian, and I believe it's about a black woman that was a secretary, or she works for J.P. Morgan, and so it's really a good story. We've had a lot of people that have already read it and said they enjoyed it. So if you're interested, you still have almost a week to read the book, and like I said, it's at the main desk.
Sure. Okay.
Also next week is Third Thursday at Hoover's, our program with the Hoover Presidential Foundation and the library over in West Branch, and they will have a woman, the film archivist from the Hoover Library. She will be talking and showing old Hoover family films, and she also will be talking about some of the unusual items that they have there that are on display at the Presidential Library.
All right.
But that's on Zoom, so you do have to sign up, and you can find that link on our website calendar or on our Facebook page, or you can always give us a call and we can help you get signed up to that.
Sure. Okay, good.
We have Medicare Lunch and Learn starting up again on Friday the 21st upstairs in the meeting room. There's no registration. It's with Tucker Mitchell. Tucker came many times last year. He's from a company in West Des Moines, and he's not selling anything. He's just answering your basic questions about Medicare, when you should sign up, the different options and the different parts. Mm-hmm. And it's just for an hour. You can bring your lunch that day and just listen to his presentation. He's not trying to sell you anything. He's just trying to inform you about Medicare. And he'll be coming to the library once or twice a month now through the even into November when they have the sign up.
So it's a lot of it is just conversational. People will say,
right, you can,
what do I do?
Usually,
it gets overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, and it's usually a small enough group that sometimes it's just even you can have a one-on-one conversation with him.
Okay.
So it's been a really valuable opportunity for people to come in, and just maybe you're approaching Medicare age or someone you know is, and you just need some basic information, and he'll be there. He can answer your questions.
All right. Good. Okay, so that's going on.
Yep, Fresh Conversations is Monday the 24th at 10 o'clock. It's always the fourth Monday. We talk with Aging Resources of Central Iowa on Zoom. There are three ways you can access this program. You can either watch it at your home on Zoom, or you can go to Eastern Star Wellness Center, and you can stop in and watch it there, or you can come upstairs to the second floor at the library and you can watch it with me. So we talk about all different kinds of things. I think this month is all about fiber. So
okay. It's always it's always something that people can relate to. So yeah,
it is. Last month was about eye health, and I think the month before that was about things to nourish and food to help nourish your brain and keep your brain strong and healthy. So
all right, okay.
And then we wrap up the month with Emily Mallory. Usually she does our paper crafting programs on Zoom, but she is actually coming to a bunch of libraries in Iowa in April, and she will be at the library in person and teaching people how to fold, take an old book, and not one that we just take off the shelf, one that's been discarded or donated, and learn how to fold a tulip. So you open the book and you'll see a tulip. So.
All right, good. Busy time. I know
it is.
A lot of things. People check online, the Facebook. Again, those are all things that you guys have available, and really looking forward to having people come and take part in activities at the Erickson Public Library.
Well, and we have, to wrap up, Jim, we have National Library Week, April 23rd to 29th. So our present to the patrons is we're offering to take away your fine.
Yay!
So this week only, you return all of your overdue materials and you don't pay any fines. All your return materials must be in good condition, and the fines are related to the damaged material. The fines related to damaged materials are not eligible. But if you just have, you know, a dollar or two, maybe you have a big fine. This is the time to come in the library. We're not just going to make it go away. You have to come in and talk to us. April 23rd to 29. Come in and see us, and we'll take away your fine.
All right. Candy, thanks so much for joining us. And once again, people, stop in the library. It's, again, great opportunities, a lot of things you can do there. And you can get your library card if you don't have one. How's that?
You can. And now that they've opened the gates to McCo's, you can go easily drive in and go look at the story walk.
Sure you can. Hey, yep. You have a great day, and we'll visit with you later, okay?
Great. Thanks so much, Jim.
Bye.